We want to make sure that we're bringing in the right people to the sales funnel. And at the top of the sales funnel is leads. And no matter where you are in your business, if you've never sold a client or you are an eight-figure business right now listening to this podcast, leads is still the most important thing you need in your business at all times. Then in the center, there's this place that's nurturing. And right now what's happening is you're nurturing people. But if you're nurturing people in this like circle, but they're not the right people, we're actually wasting time, energy, money, resources, all these things, because after nurture comes the buy. And if the people in the nurture funnel are not the right people, they're never going to come down into buy. Hello, and welcome to the Scale Your Sales podcast. I am your host and soon to be BFF, Jillian Murphy. If you are absolutely exhausted of hearing the same podcast that only leave you feeling motivated and just a bunch of fluff, well, you have absolutely landed on the right podcast. In this podcast, we are going to talk about the most important skill you need in your business, and that is how to generate sales. We are going to dive deep into topics such as messaging, marketing, how to organically drive traffic into your business through lead generation. We are going to talk about how to create consistent cash months inside of your business. And we are also going to talk about how to build a company that isn't just making money, but is actually building wealth while also getting back your most important thing, which I know is time freedom. Now, I am here for real talk, real advice, and straightforward tips that you can always walk away and implement immediately into your business. But I have to tell you, I am not your typical business mentor. We are gonna have real talk about your real business. So if you are looking for somebody that's going to tell you that you can just manifest your business or how to make $1 million tomorrow, this is not the podcast for you. We are gonna talk about real skills to build a real business. I have spent over 25 years in the corporate sales space, generating over $1 million in sales through multiple industries. In the online space, I have been able to help over 500 entrepreneurs not only grow their sales, but scale their businesses. Several times per week, we are going to bring you solo episodes, guest episodes, how-to episodes, and even hot seat coaching. So if you are ready to scale your sales, let's freaking go. What's up, babes? Welcome back to the podcast. I have Raquel on the show today, and we are going to do some hot seat coaching. You guys have been loving these episodes, so we are going to continue with them. Raquel, before we dive into some hot seat coaching today in your business, can you tell my audience a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah. Hi, Jill. I'm so happy to be here. So I am a licensed therapist, and I have a private practice in Phoenix, Arizona. Yes. So I see couples, I see individuals, I do EMDR, a lot of trauma work. The private practice is my business. That's my main income.
Perfect. So I also love that you are in Arizona. Her and I are also both dealing with a headache today, you guys. So we are going to get through this podcast. We both have exploding heads today. So we will do our best, both of us, to get through this podcast. So what we're really doing on these hot seat, I'm also eating my hair today, guys. Sorry. What we're also doing on these podcasts right now with the hot seat coaching is I have asked people to come on who basically have a challenge right now in their business or something that they're trying to work through. And then they bring it to me live on the air and we work through it together. It's my opportunity to one, learn her business a little bit more and her opportunity to obviously get some advice on business coaching or sales coaching, marketing, messaging, pricing, whatever it is that she needs. So let's start with one of the challenges. What is one of the biggest challenges you're currently having in your business today?
So I have recently been looking at branching out a bit to offer something online. So I went with a digital product. And I've seen your posts on digital products, and I know your thoughts on where it's not like a live component to it. So I'm curious your thoughts on it. But I have this course about ways in which to, it's called Evoke. So ways in which to connect with your emotional world on a deeper level, really understand your emotions, feel empowered by them, be able to describe them. Things I've seen come up in my therapy practice over the years. Yeah. I wanted to create something accessible to everybody. Mm-hmm. And so I worked with someone, I had been working with a coach for like 6 months to just develop this idea. So that took so much of that coaching was, what is my idea? What do I want to do with it? And I found when it came time to launch it, mm-hmm. like she gave me a strategy, you know, here's the content you post about it every single day. I just like didn't. I don't know what happened, but yeah. I guess my question would be, so I'm in the therapy room, like that's 3 days a week I'm there, and it's 2 out of the 5 days of a work week I'm supposed to be doing other things, right? So I record podcast episode for my podcast. I'm supposed to be branching out because I want to just go a little bit beyond the therapy room.
Yep.
So I guess my question is, when you have something to launch and you have a content plan, why didn't I follow it? Or is there like fear involved with this? Am I doing it wrong?
Yeah, this is a great question.
Okay.
Yeah. So one is I want us all to remember that we're never doing anything wrong, right? There's a million different ways to launch a business. There's lots of different ways to create content. There's lots of different ways to put everything out there. So without knowing this other coach, and every coach has their own systems, their own ways of doing things, I would first ask you some questions like, was there something around the launch plan that didn't feel good like in your body? Was it like the pricing didn't feel good, or the amount of time she had you talk about it, or the name of it, right? Like, is there something deeper in there that you're just like, oh, this is just not like sitting well with me yet? That would be like the first question I'd love to kind of like unpack and see if there's something there first.
So the only thing that I didn't love about her initial plan was she has this strategy of like doing a masterclass, like a live free masterclass to get people in. And that I just could not like wrap my head around doing.
Yep.
And so I branched away from that. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that because that doesn't feel right to me.
Yep.
I don't know if that's just me, I don't know, being nervous about doing that live for the first time ever. I just wanted to like launch the course.
Yeah.
But I've seen other people launch products. I know what that looks like. I know what gets me interested in mm-hmm. things. And I just didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
So
even going back to like the masterclass, is there's a lot of people that sell really well. Like we call it selling from the stage, which is selling from a webinar, selling from a conversion event. And that is actually not how I would particularly encourage someone to sell the first time, because you have so much anxiety, and whether you call it anxiety or not, you have anxiety around the product, you have anxiety around getting it out the first time, you have anxiety around the launch, and now you have an additional sense of anxiety to put together this presentation or this masterclass. And now you're not only launching, but you're like inviting people, sending Zoom links, emails. So you're really like compiling like almost like two separate launches, because you're launching the masterclass and you're actually launching the product. So I'm not a huge component, again, just me in particular, I'm not a huge component of webinar launching or masterclass launching for your first time, because I think we just need to like get it out there and like rip the Band-Aid off, right? So I think for me personally, what I would have you do, or what I would have you do maybe the next time, is ask yourself, what makes you buy from somebody? Because the way that we buy is usually the way that we really like to sell, right? So for an example, I don't like getting on sales calls. So that's a huge component of why like I don't make people get on sales calls with me, because I know that like I don't like to get on sales calls. I do not like filling out applications to work with people. So you mm-hmm. will never have to fill out an application to work with me, because I don't like to buy that way. So I think it's important for all of you as business owners to really identify what feels good for you when you go to buy. Is it like all their information is in their social media content? Is it like you love to go to a masterclass first? Is it like you love to binge their podcast? Is it like you like a buy here now, simple, straight email, right? Like you guys, I don't even have sales pages for this reason, because I'm just like, I like it to be super simple and like super clear. Like, hey, if you want to do this, like let's freaking go.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important that you identify like what feels good for you. So if what feels good for you, let's say, is selling like on social media mm-hmm. or selling through your stories, we want to, one, identify that the people that are consuming your content right now are the right people for Evoke. So right. That's like step number one. It's like, are they the right buyers for Evoke? Because it doesn't matter how good the program, the products, or the services are. We have to make sure Evoke is for the people that we're speaking to. Do you feel like that is aligned?
You know, that's a good question, because I've just really started to try to build more of an audience on social media. So I've only recently in the last year begun posting more things about myself, even as a therapist or as a leader in the space. I hadn't done that really ever. Yeah. So the people who have begun to follow me are kind of like-minded people. So other therapists or other healers, but I don't know if they're necessarily individuals needing this help. And I think that's another thing I struggle with is like, how do I find that, those individuals? Yeah.
So that's what happens a lot is people come to me and they're like, oh, I'm really having a problem selling. My offer is not selling. The messaging isn't landing. The content's not landing. I think the pricing's off. I'm not selling from the masterclass, right? Insert whatever your reason is for the thing not selling. But we have to really go back to the drawing board and ask yourself, are the right consumers consuming the content to actually buy? So I always use an example of like, let's say Target, right? Because I love Target. Let's say Target all of a sudden had an influx of men coming through their door. All of a sudden it was like 95% men. Mm-hmm. Target didn't do anything different. They didn't change up their marketing. They didn't change up their messaging. They didn't change up their Starbucks in the beginning. They didn't change up the place in the beginning, the bathing suits in the front, the clothing. What happened was they no longer have their ideal buyer coming mm-hmm. through the front door. So it's not Target. It's like, oh shit, how do we go back and find more women in the demographics of 18 to 45 to come into our door because that's who our client is. So for a lot of people, the issue is actually not selling. It's like, we need to have the right people coming in. We need to go back to the drawing board. And that's where it's like, who is your ideal client? Mm-hmm. Making sure that we are so clear on who they are. And then there's lots of different ways to find those people, right? You can do what I like to call lookalike audiences. You can do a strategy that I like to call, which is 10 by 10, which is finding 10 other people in your niche that do something similar, you know, borrowing their audience, podcast tours, Instagram lives, content, freebies. Like there's lots of different ways, but we want to make sure that we're bringing in the right people to the sales funnel, because at the top of the sales funnel, it's like an upside down triangle. And at the top of the sales funnel is leads. And no matter where you are in your business, if you've never sold a client or you are an eight-figure business right now listening to this podcast, leads is still the most important thing you need in your business at all times. So bringing more leads into your business. Then in the center, there's this place that's nurturing. And right now what's happening is you're nurturing people. But if you're nurturing people in this like circle, but they're not the right people, yeah. we're actually wasting time, energy, money, resources, all these things, because after nurture comes the buy or the close, however you want to call it. And if the people in the nurture funnel are not the right people, they're never going to come down into buy, right? So mm-hmm. people ask me all the time, you know, how do you sell one new person into infinity every week or two new people into infinity every single week? It's because I'm bringing the right people into the funnel every day, then I'm nurturing the right people and then they're coming down the funnel. Right. But if I had other sales coaches or I had people that were running, you know, brick and mortar businesses and it wasn't the right person, the content wouldn't actually speak to them. So I think for you, it's really identifying that to make sure that is the first thing. Then asking yourself, like, how do you want to launch? What feels really good for you? Do you want to launch on social?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the only place I've been like talking about any of this other stuff. It's weird because the therapy business feels so apart from social media. I've never used that for therapy clients. Like I've just gotten them organically or through referrals always. Mm-hmm. I haven't even really marketed. So I've been fortunate in that way. So this like finding leads or like, it's just yeah. new and different to me. It's not as easy, quotes, you know,
yeah.
as it's been. Therapy clients.
Yeah, it's not. I work with a lot of functional medicine doctors. I work with a lot of people who had brick and mortars and now they're coming into the online space. And it's much harder when you come into the online space because one, you're competing against the masses. You are trying to stand out in like what we call the sea of sameness. Mm-hmm. And then what also is happening is you are now selling yourself. It's easy when you have a brick and mortar or you have a product or you're selling a t-shirt or a hat or a computer, whatever it is, because you have a product, but now you're the product.
Yeah.
And it's like, I have to sell me and then I actually have to sell them into me, whatever that is. So I think for you, the first thing that I would identify is number one, making sure that you have the right people for Evoke. And then the math is always the path, right? My mentor, Chris Harder, says this all the time. So knowing what your conversion rate is when you get people either into your DMs or maybe you do sales calls or applications or you send somebody the link and, you know, 9 times out of 10, they buy or 4 times out of 10, they buy, right? Like knowing what your conversion rate is. So let's just say you want to have 10 people per month buy Evoke. Let's just say that's the number and you have a 30% conversion rate. Well, you have to do the math and say, I have to be talking to X amount of people every single month. So one of the things that I always teach inside of Infinity, we're actually working on this right now, is conversations lead to conversions. So how many conversations are you having every single day, every single week, every single month with people?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then knowing that, like, your first launch is going to be messy. Give yourself permission for that. Give yourself permission that, like, you know what? You might get one sale. You might get five sales. You might get 10 sales. You might get 100 sales. But it's going to be messy. But we just have to go and we have to start doing the messy action and getting it out there so that people actually know what it is. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what Evoke is?
So Evoke, I've created this, and it's been like back and forth, right? Where do I want to do this live program? Do I not? So I've settled on having a self-paced online like video course in which I take people through what I've developed is called the Be Felt method. Mm-hmm. And that's an acronym and it stands for building emotional fluency through empowerment, literacy, and tolerance. And those are just nice words to say. Mm-hmm. Let's learn to feel really confident with what we feel, mm-hmm. why we feel it, what we do with those feelings, and then how we express them to others in our relationships mm-hmm. so that we can evoke essentially our own emotional wisdom and kind of get over this idea that emotions are bad, emotions are weak, like it's suck it up, like all those things. I want to normalize mm-hmm. feeling for people. And so this will take individuals through that process through video modules.
What does your ideal client want more than anything? I always say, like, I would pay $1 million if I could blank this. What does she want more than anything?
So I would say they want to be able to emotionally connect in a safe way in their relationships. Okay. And also understand their own emotions mm-hmm. and not be freaked out by them.
I would make sure that that isn't all of your messaging and marketing, because even when you just explained to me Evoke, and this is how I would talk if you were a one-on-one client or you were in Infinity, yeah. it's very fluffy okay. and I don't understand exactly what that is. But if you can say to me, like, hey, if you want to connect to your emotions or you want to feel like X, Y, and Z, we want to absolutely get in the head of our ideal client and speak to them in the words in which they are saying exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I know you and I talked about this briefly last week, even in the DMs, but I'm going through a breakup right now. And mm-hmm. these breakup coaches, I'm telling you, they speak literally like they are in my head. Mm-hmm. Like when I consume their content, I want to literally pay every single one of them right now to be like, can you just mend my broken heart? Because yeah. they're not speaking to like the future Jill. They're right. not speaking to like, oh, these like emotions and all these things. They're like, if this is how you feel right now, let me solve it. Mm. So I want you to get really clear of like, what is she or he saying? And make sure that that is in your messaging or marketing so that when they land on your content, they're like, tell me more.
Got it.
How mm-hmm. do I stay here? Teach me more. Like I was joking yesterday. I was on Matt. I don't know if you know Matthew Hussey, but I was on Matthew Hussey's page for over 2 hours. He's like this male coach who talks about like finding love mm-hmm. because he was on, because this is the thing, you guys, when you talk about shit with your friends, then Instagram starts to ping you. Right. So now my entire Instagram is like, don't chase men and how to handle a breakup and you're worthy, all these things. Right. Matt Hussey comes across my Instagram yesterday and he said one thing on his Instagram that I was like, okay, this is me right now. And then mm-hmm. I leaned in. And I sit on this page for over 2 hours and every piece of content, I was like, you're speaking to me. Mm. How do I buy your book? How do I attend your masterclass? How do I hire you? Like how? And that's what we want to do for all of us that are putting out content. We want to be the person that like these people cannot leave our page because we are literally speaking to them. And they're like, if I leave Raquel's page or Jillian's page or Matthew Hussey's page, whoever's page it is, I'm never gonna be able to find the thing. Okay. So I would have you get really clear of like, what are those things specifically so that you're speaking directly to her and not just like in this like higher level thing.
That's so helpful. And I love hearing that being like, hey, that's fluffy because yeah. I just need that. Like, tell me how it is and then I'll make a shift. But that's actually, I think the clarity is what's really hard for me because as a therapist, like just meeting with people and diving into different parts of who they are, it leads to this, I don't know what I feel. I can't connect with people. And so I know that's a problem people have.
Yeah.
But having like an explicit way of stating that is something that I struggle with. And also yeah. just like getting out of the therapy speak and just into like how I yeah. would talk to anybody. Right.
So what I would do if I were you, especially if you're seeing clients, and is your client in the office the same person who you're trying to attract online?
No. Well, I can't see
my therapist. Same things.
They say the same things. Yeah. So okay. I have like my ideal clients are definitely people I work with therapeutically. Yeah.
Okay. So what I would do is I would have a notepad next to you, or I would even have your notes app open. And after a client leaves you, right? Like leaves your session for 45 minutes or an hour, I would brain dump at that point things that stuck out to you. I don't want to chase men. I don't want to feel needy. I wish my husband saw me, right? Whatever it is your client is saying. And I would write it down in that moment because it's fresh on your mind. I literally have a notepad. Literally, you guys, right now you can't see it, next to me at all times. And when I'm on podcasts, I'm group coaching, I'm in the Infinity program, I'm talking to my one-on-one clients, I'm literally writing down right here next to me what they are saying. So when I go to put out podcast episodes or masterclasses or trainings or content, I'm literally just reciting back what the Raquels of the world are saying, or the Noelles of the world are saying, or the Matthews of the world are saying. I'm literally writing it in their terms, because how I talk in sales after being in sales for 25 years is very different than how someone who is brand new learning sales is. So if you can start to write these down, I'm going to go back to Matt Hussey for an example. That's not how Matt Hussey thinks. One, he's a man. Mm-hmm. He has found love. He has a beautiful marriage, right? But what he has done is he has listened to all of these women who are heartbroken across the world. And when they say things, he just puts it back out in his content. Like, I'm telling you guys, his content was like every single thing he was saying. I was like, this is me verbatim, what I'm saying going through a breakup. Like the words I'm literally texting my girlfriends, the way that I feel. And it's because he has heard it from so many people, I guarantee, writes it down, puts it in an app, and then creates content back for that. And that's how you get people to lean in and be like, take all of my money.
Totally. Okay. No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So those would be my suggestions for you. Of course, you always know I'm here for whatever support you need, but tell people where they can find you. What do you have going on so we can also promote you on this podcast?
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram at the.raquel.delucia. And my website is raqueldelucialmft.com. I have a podcast called Feel and Find Out. So that's kind of where I deep dive into all the ways that we can connect with our emotions in a better way. And I have guests on who are therapists and healers. And so that's a really cool place also.
I love it. And she, guys, she's here in Arizona. So we know we have a lot of Arizonians that listen to the podcast. So if you are looking for someone locally, Raquel is also here as well. Raquel, thank you for letting me hot seat coach you. Yeah, I can't wait to see what you do with Evoke. I can't wait to see it grow and all the millions of people that you are going to serve with this program. I'm super proud of you, my friend.
Thank you so much. This was awesome. Appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you so much for tuning into the Scale Your Sales podcast. If today's episode has you fired up, would you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple or Spotify podcast? Or of course, you can always take a screenshot and share it on your social media. That is the way we grow this show, and so that other people can absolutely learn how to grow their sales as well. I am on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to freaking love sales, because the reality is sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So remember, keep showing up and being unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, the sky is absolutely the limit. Until next time, happy selling, and my DMs are always open. I can't wait to get to know you better.